You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. President Obama is now ex-President Obama, a private citizen. That got us wondering, how do presidents make money once they leave office? They get a pension from the federal government, but that can only go so far. And how'd that start anyway? Justin Vaughn is an associate professor of political science at Boise State University. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's say a modern president, you know, packs up the moving trucks, they do all that stuff, they walk out of the White House, and then what? Where does the money come from?
You know, it really depends on what they had going on before they walked into the White House. The ones who came in independently wealthy or who had already made their fortune, or many of them didn't have maybe that much time left in their life after the White House. You know, those were easier decisions. But for those who were young and maybe hadn't yet made their fortune, that becomes a real pressing question.
You know, is it fair to say that the closest analog we have seen to President Obama is former President Clinton?
I think there are some similarities. I think President Obama is probably a much more comfortable situation than President Clinton was. President Obama had more personal wealth going into the White House than President Clinton, and he's leaving the White House with, I imagine, most of that money still in the bank, and not with huge, you know, legal fees facing him from some of the legal situations that President Clinton had in the last few years of his administration. He's also maybe in a little bit more flexible situation because when President Clinton left office, Hillary Clinton had already entered the public service. A lot of the choices that they made had to kind of operate within the constraints that his partner was going to maintain her status as a public official, and also, you know, that ethics requirements and even just the politics and optics of regarding ethics would be something to consider as she made her eventual run for the White House.
Well, how do presidents typically make money once they are out of the White House?
There's a range of opportunities that presidents have. I think the most common ways that they make money right now are writing their memoirs and subsequent books, and then also going on that lucrative speech circuit. So you see President Clinton, for example, received a historically large advance for his memoir that ended up being, you know, an unbelievable bestseller. But that was something that other presidents had done too. You know, Ulysses Grant, Richard Nixon, you know, even Harry Truman eventually got a large advance that helped them pay the bills after they left office. But then you see presidents like President Reagan, who right after leaving office went on a speaking tour, including a notable $2 million kind of trek through Japan.
And I gather it's Truman who set the precedent for a presidential pension?
When he left office, he had no real personal wealth and was in pretty dire straits financially. And so a few years after he left office, Congress passed a law that created this $25,000 a year pension, which he really desperately needed at the time. The only other living president at that time was Hoover, who was in fine financial situation, but he also agreed to take the pension in part as a way of making it more acceptable for Truman to do that without, you know, looking like he had his hand out.
Oh, that's so interesting. I mean, there is sort of this fascinating moment here where the country felt it was unpatriotic, really, for a former president to be in dire financial straits. It feels like we've come so far from that moment now when a book deal can command tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. A half century ago, we weren't really prepared to permanently take care of our chief executives. In part, that became a bigger deal because our presidents have become younger men, and in part because suddenly, you know, being a president was a much more visible position within the United States, much more important political institution. And, you know, after World War II, so with respect to Truman, we're now the global hegemon, and, you know, alongside the Soviet Union, where the rest of the world's eyes are upon us. And it doesn't necessarily look that great if your most important, most prominent official, after leaving that job, has to put his hand out or go back to, I guess in Truman's case, working in a hat shop.
You know, when we think about what President Obama may step into, he has sort of publicly toyed with a bunch of different things. Venture capital, owning part of a sports franchise, certainly writing his memoirs. Do you think that changes now that he is not sort of cementing a legacy, as I think many in the White House thought he would be with Hillary Clinton after him, but looking at someone who shares very different political beliefs in President-elect Trump?
Yeah, for sure. I think when it became, you know, increasingly likely and then now certain that he would not have that at least one more term of a like-minded partisan to further insulate the impact of his policy accomplishments, that suddenly President Obama seemed much more interested in keeping his hand in the political game.
You study this. What do you think he's going to do?
If I had to put money on it, I think that the venture capital approach would make a lot of sense. It's very lucrative. It also can be, he can be very picky in the projects that he gets behind. And then it also really takes advantage of exactly what his skills and personal resources are, in that it's putting together people from the tech industry that he, you know, is very interested in personally and cares about, with global elites who have the deep pockets to fund, you know, big initiatives. And he's the most famous guy in the world, right? He has a pretty good Rolodex. So there's very few people who are better positioned to be that kind of linkage agent in the VC world than Barack Obama.
Justin Vaughn, Associate Professor of Political Science at Boise State University. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.